Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. A commercial fisherman found the body of a man floating off of Yacobi Island. Alaska state troopers say the state medical examiner will conduct an autopsy and attempt to identify the remains. Coast Guard Saturday night took a call from a fishing vessel saying the body was floating about a mile offshore near Cape Cross on the west side of Yacobi Island, which is off the northwest corner of Chichikov Island. Alaska wildlife troopers on fisheries patrol recovered the body. Troopers say the victim was an older man, but they could not make an initial identification. Three residents of a western Alaska village died in a riverboat accident. Alaska state troopers say the bodies of three residents of Tuntutuliak were pulled Sunday from the Kuskokwim River. Tuntutuliak is 40 miles from the Bering Sea coast and 440 miles west of Anchorage. Troopers identified the dead as 50-year-old Peter Joseph Jr., 43-year-old Jennifer Joseph, and 44-year-old Nettie Evan. A family member Saturday afternoon spoke by phone to Jennifer Joseph, who reported that the Josephs and Evan were on the Kuskokwim River between Napaskiak and Napakiak and heading home. The Joseph's unoccupied boat was spotted on a sandbar at about 6 o'clock Saturday evening. Tides lifted the boat from the sandbar and was found Monday at Eek Island. Southwest hunters initially believed they were legally taking a beluga whale when they unlawfully killed a protected gray whale with harpoons and guns after it strayed into the Kuskokwim River last year. That's according to a federal investigative report provided to the Associated Press through a public records request. Federal officials did not prosecute the hunters for the unauthorized kill in July of last year. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration instead sent letters to officials in three communities, Bethel, Napaskiak, and Oscarville, advising native leaders there about limits to subsistence whaling. And Alaskans today are deciding which Republican candidate will move on in what's expected to be a closely watched governor's race this fall. They also select the latest candidate to try to unseat Republican Representative Don Young, who is the longest-serving member of the U.S. House. 85-year-old has served in the House since 1973. Former State Senator Mike Dunleavy and former Lieutenant Governor Meade Treadwell are the highest-profile Republicans seeking their party's nomination for governor. The winner moves on to the November general election. Governor Bill Walker, an independent, is skipping today's primaries. Former U.S. Senator Mark Begich is unopposed in the Democratic primary. In the other big race on the ballot, independent Elise Galvin and Democrat Dimitri Shane are vying to challenge Young. Young is expected to advance from his primary. Polls will be open until 8 o'clock tonight. Latest forecast calls for rain for today and tonight, and numerous rain showers tomorrow, turning to scattered rain showers for tomorrow night. High today in the mid-60s, low tonight should be in the mid-50s.